You're listening to the Mixed Morning Show podcast with Dom, Emily, and Jeremy.
I think a lot of people are used to a performance review at work. You know, you go in, you sit down with the boss, and the boss says, well, it's been about a year since we last went over this, and here's where do you think you could improve, and blah, 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 blah. They sound just like that, too.
Right.
Where do you think you could improve?
Yeah, and then they give you more work, and yeah, you don't get a raise.
Right.
True.
That's the name of that tune.
What if you took the whole idea of the performance review and you applied it to your relationship? Has anybody ever thought about doing that?
Well, you know, Tim and I, every year during our anniversary, we do sit down and kind of go over, review the past, set goals for the next year, see if we want to re-up with our marriage contract.
But
we never thought about it as a performance review.
Yeah. That's what
you
it
know,
is,
we never
though,
titled
it.
Yeah, it kind of is.
It is kind of cool that you do that like once a year.
Well, it started out as a joke, like on our first anniversary. But yeah, now it's actually
a thing. Puts a suit on.
Yeah, you wear your glasses.
I think it's a great idea. I mean, especially if a couple's going to go out, say, to dinner for their anniversary. What a good time, because you usually then, if you're going out to dinner for your anniversary, you're usually in a good mood. You're not fighting or something like that. And it's a good time to have a, I don't know, kind of a, what's the word I want to use? Not disengaged,
but nice heartfelt talk.
Well, it's because you're in a situation where I think you can just talk openly and share what's going on.
It's hard to fight when you're out in public.
Right. You have a few, you have a few glasses of wine.
You have
kind of get the wheels greased.
And I don't think it has to be about fighting at all. A lot of times it's just finding out things that you might have taken for granted. So here's what I want to throw out to our listeners. If you could ask, let's let each listener pick one question that you would ask during your relationship performance review. What would that question be?
Yeah, and it could be something good, like complimentary, like
sure.
in some performance reviews. You know, and then
how do you think we could spice up our love life? You know, that
yes.
kind of thing, right?
Sure.
Great question.
Mm-hmm.
Right, that's a question. I mean, it's just a thing. It's not going to start a fight. And then, you know, what do you think we could do to spice up our love life?
Oh,
bring in a third party is
right,
the correct
there's
answer.
Always that. Yes.
That's very spicy.
What do you think is my favorite thing about you?
Right.
Because you maybe assume what you think they're thinking about you.
Yeah.
And you've never asked them.
Because what's important to you that
yes.
you do and you think you're making it good for your spouse, they could care less about.
Would,
you know what I mean? Like taking out the trash.
Would that ass be an appropriate answer for that? Just out of curiosity, was that?
I wonder how many times that is the answer.
Right. It's perfect, really.
That's what Gentleman Caller says.
Yeah, why not?
Every year. How do you feel about our 401k package here company?
Good. Yeah. Good to talk about money.
Yeah, that's pretty good. I think I'd have to hit on things that irritate her the most. Like I would ask her what irritates you about me the most. And
dinner
try to
is not that,
that
long.
And it would probably be a lengthy list, but
I wonder if though, because I'm trying to spin everything into a positive thing to
sure.
propel the conversation forward. So instead of what do I do that irritates you, right?
Uh-huh.
What is the thing that I could do to make you happier?
Oh, that's magical.
See what I'm saying? If you spin
that's great. But so it's all about improvement, right?
It is about improvement.
All right, yeah.
And always make it like, what can I do rather than, here's our performance review. I'm going to tell you what I hate about you.
How about
more fun,
Dr. Love? How about, and you need to focus too. You need to look back. How has our relationship improved in the past 6 months,
yes.
in the past year? And then, but I think it's also important to say what has just remained the same in the past 6 months that needs, you know.
The vanilla box
that needs
has
a little
been
massage.
Like, would you have to come to this with a list of accomplishments too? Like over the past year, like where you feel like you've excelled and what you've done and how you've made the relationship better.
You know, references. 1-1 Mix. You should call us right now. 631-1649. You get to pick one question to ask during your relationship performance review. I've got another one that I think you guys might like. And we'll tell you about that. But we want your question. 631-1649. Call us right now. Forecast, pretty day. At least it's quite an improvement over yesterday. We'll see the sun like we are right now. 72. 72 again tomorrow. Probably 80 or better for the weekend. It's 49 here in the Mile High City. Forecast brought to you by JCPenney. Here comes Jordan. Hey, Jordan. Welcome to the show.
Hi.
So what are you going to ask? What's your one relationship review question?
You know, I was actually thinking, I kind of grill my guy a lot with deep questions, so
poor guy.
To break the ice and kind of start how we were in the beginning. I would just love to know what his favorite color is or his favorite movie.
Isn't it funny how you get into a relationship with someone and then you don't ask basic questions of it anymore, do you?
No, I would just love to know who he is again.
I couldn't want to hug another human being more in this moment right now. I think that is such a sweet little point.
I just teared up a little bit.
Why don't you hang up the phone and make a little date with him tonight for you guys to go out and just talk about all that stuff?
I think I will. I'm inspired.
How long have you guys been together?
Just over a year. We have a baby, and so we kind of forgot about each other.
Right.
Yeah, that'll happen, definitely.
I want you to do that date night tonight, okay, Jordan?
Oh, definitely.
You go, girl.
Go make out.
Yeah.
I feel like if I went up to Nicole and I was like, what's your favorite color? She'd be like, shut up.
You don't even know the color of her eyes.
I just want to get to know you again. What's your favorite color?
If they don't say their favorite movie is The Goonies, then leave them.
That would be her answer, actually.
Okay. Here's Steven. Hello, Steven.
Hello.
Let's get a guy's perspective on this. What do you think? What's the question?
If date nights have been up to par, we're doing all right with him.
Oh, what a cool question.
That's a good question, too.
Especially for couples that don't have a lot of date nights, you know, you don't want to blow them up into something grandiose. And so there's, you know, you can't actually achieve the goals. But
yeah. And the interesting thing about date nights is you talk about getting into a rut. People, you know, start saying, oh, we do a date night every week or we do a date night every month. But it's the exact same thing every time. Right. It's like, always we get a sitter, we go to dinner and maybe we go to a movie. It's the same thing every time.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe your date night isn't special anymore because you're doing the same date.
Or work gets in the way in life, you know.
Sure.
Yeah.
Darn that life.
Mm.
What did John Lennon say? Life is what happens while you're busy making other plans.
Mm. Yeah, exactly.
Have a great day, buddy, okay?
All right, thank you.
Thanks for being on the show. What if you asked this? What if you said if we could plan a vacation to take 3 years from now and start putting a little bit of money aside every month for that, what would be the perfect spot?
Oh, that's creative. See. 3 years? Are we going to be together in 3 years?
Yeah, figure they'll be together in 3 years.
Commitment.
Yeah.
With each other?
Everybody.
Want more laughs? Follow us online.
Every morning.
Search @DomEmilyJeremy on Twitter and Facebook.com/DomEmilyJeremy.